This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Well, you'd like to see it, wouldn't you? Okay, there you go. Always a pleasure to have you with me on the air. Whether you're texting or tweeting or part of the conversation, how about the one of the chat rooms? Is a chat room at the website. That would be, go ahead, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Is it a little low, or is it me? Got to be me. I'd sing this song, but I don't want to drive everybody away. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the website, on the real side, on the website too. Yeah, head over to the Facebook page. Same thing going on there. You can watch live. There's a live feed, all kinds of stuff going on there as well. If you head up to the website, you can give your email address, because I send out an email every week. I let you know what's going on. And let you know what special offers we have for you, which is none, really. It just sounds good. Makes me sound like the big boys. But if you head over to the website, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, I'm telling you, those are all the labels the left has given you. Right? We're always dealing with the labels they're giving us. Now, I give you the information to push back. I give you the information that you need to really make a difference. Anyway, like I said, I love these stories that come. You know, we've got a lot going on today. There's a good chance that Milo Yiannopoulos is going to join us at after the second break. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Anyway, this one's been making me nuts. There's a couple of stories here that Main Street media has gone flying over. Well, we know why. They don't want you to ever know truth. They don't want you to ever know that you might doubt, or they might set some doubt in your mind as to what's going on. So, apparently, there's a bunch of people in the Democratic Party, I should say in the Democrat Party. I don't know how Democratic they are after what they did to Bernie. But when you think about what they did, and think about how they feel about things. So, the elite in the Democrat Party say that, you know what, they believe that they know about more about affirmative action than blacks and Latinos. That's right. So think about it. Who would know more about the need for affirmative action than a bunch of old white people? So WPIX-TV recently conducted a news poll about affirmative action, and the results are revealing. This is a San Francisco TV station. Now, the survey, the USA News poll, sponsored by the television station, asked 500 California adults a series of four questions about affirmative action. And the overall results revealed the vast majority of adults, you ready for this one? They oppose college admission prioritized by race. And they weren't 500 white people. God. If a white applicant and an African-American applicant are being considered, should they be treated identically? That's a question. The other question was, should the white student be given preference? Or should the African-American student be given preference? Now, the results are broken down by a variety of demographics, but a total of 78% believe both the white student and the black student should be treated exactly the same. Really. In San Francisco, nonetheless. The breakdown is where the responses get really interesting. 81% of white people surveyed said the students should be treated equally, while, what do you think, like 5%? No, while 79%. 81 to 79, not a big jump there. 79% of black respondents said the same thing. But of those who consider themselves strong Democrats, only 65% believe that black and white students should be admitted to colleges on the same level playing field. Eh, so much for equality, I guess. I don't know. A whopping 26% of strong Democrats think the black student should be given preferential treatment. What the heck is a strong Democrat? That's what I want to know. No, really. A whopping 26% of strong Democrats think the black students should be given preferential treatment. In other words, more folks on the far left think that black people need help. Come on, what else is it? Right, they need more help getting in because why? Anybody got an idea? Because I'm lost. I've got a lot of black friends I hang around with, and they're over half of them are a heck of a lot smarter than I am. And if anybody needs the help getting into college, it would have been me. And not because of my color, because of what's going on between the ears. It's a similar situation when examined from a perspective of ideology. Of those surveyed who consider themselves very liberal, 21% think black students should be admitted before white students, as opposed to only 14% of blacks. So even people in it. Oh, they, you know why that is? I just had a revelation. It's because they're too embarrassed to admit they need help. That's what it is. We should help them anyway. Don't let them do that to themselves. They don't know any better. Don't you know that? Just ask them. Survey USA asked the same question about Latino and Asian American students. For Latinos, 20% were very liberal, of the very liberal crowd, believed that they should be given preference over white students, while only 10% of those surveyed considered themselves Hispanic agreed. Now, the findings follow a report in the New York Times detailing the Trump administration's effort to crack down on discriminatory affirmative action policies used by some major universities, including Harvard. It seems like Harvard is guilty of a little race-based discrimination. Going on with Asians. What do you think of that? Now, Roger Clegg, who worked for the Civil Rights Division during the Reagan and H.W. Bush administrations, described the move as welcome and long overdue. I mean, a lot of people feel the same way about this. This is just a small group. This is a large group of people that feel it needs to go away, including the people it supposedly helped the most. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, really seriously, I want you to get involved, right? You know, head up to the website. I want your email address. I want all kinds of stuff. I want your email address. I send out an email once a week. You can deal, right? Not a big deal? What do you think? Anyway, do always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. I need you involved and engaged. Otherwise, I feel like I'm here all alone. Anyway, the what we were talking about?
Affirmative action.
Oh, firm. Yeah, this is what my people need. Affirmative action. Anyhow, yeah, maybe I need to be affirmed, right? So apparently, there's more of the elite Democrats say that they know better. and that we need to have affirmative action, even though the people involved in it, the people it affects the most, say, no, 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 we're not interested. Please don't do that to us. Which I think is great. I really do. I think it's great that you're going, no, I want the same playing field as they do. I don't want anybody looking at me saying, nah, you only got in because. That's a crappy feeling. You want to know that you won, you got in, you got your seat because you're smarter than the other guy. Yes, there is a smarter than. I know you libs don't like that. Because everybody's equal, right? No, no, no. No, not everybody is equal. There are some people that are just simply smarter than others, okay? Get over yourself. So, the thing I didn't get to on this, which I think was great. Now, the survey, the USA survey, asked the same questions about Latino and Asian American students. For Latinos, 20% of the very, 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 very liberal crowd believe they should be given the preference over the white students, while only 10% of those surveyed who consider themselves Hispanic agreed. So if they weren't hardcore left, if they weren't hardcore Democrats, so what is this? Maybe this study is saying that hardcore Democrats are the smartest people in the group. I don't know. Just asking. Put your rocks down. I'm just asking a question. And Trump, you know, trying to crack down on discrimination. Again, Roger Clegg, who worked in the Civil Rights Division during Reagan and Bush, described the move as a great move, and it's long overdue. The civil rights laws were deliberately written to protect everyone from discrimination. And it's frequently the case, not only against white discrimination, you know, white people discriminating others. Now, based on the California survey results, it seems it's sort of this, you know, sort of discrimination is backed mostly by liberals and self-declared strong Democrats. Now, those groups were much more likely to support admissions policies that, you know, that favor minorities over whites. Again, unless, there's a caveat here, too. Unless they were Asians. Yeah. So Asians doesn't count to Democrats. To mainstream Democrats, the Asian thing doesn't mean anything to them. Now, when asked if a white applicant for college and an Asian applicant for college are being considered for acceptance at a state university, should the two applicants be treated identically, liberal Democrats seem much less supportive than they were for the same policy promoting blacks and Latinos. So see, remember what we've talked about this. It's not equality, it's control they want. They don't want equality, they want anything to do it. Wouldn't equality mean everybody across the board has the same opportunity to win? Wouldn't equality, and even from their twisted viewpoint, wouldn't equality mean that if you were anything other than white, because, you know, white's the bad thing, right? White's the bad meat, I guess. If you were anything other than white, then all of you should have affirmative action. All of you should have a leg up. All of you should get something over the white guy. That's kind of the conversation. Till you bring the Asians into it, then all of a sudden they're not interested anymore. Just saying. I mean, so, you know, I've been complaining for a while about how we've been, I don't know, what do you want to call it? We've been ransacked, we've been beat up, we've been held back by Google and Facebook and all of those. And I thought, you know, there was, you know, people saying, hey, well, Joe, I think you're making too much of this. It's not a big deal. It's not what you think it is. Well, guess what? It's exactly what I think it is. No, seriously. You know those what are the diamond and silk? There it is. I knew I'd get it out eventually. So I was telling you how we have 2,700 videos on YouTube, and a couple 6-8 weeks ago, I got an email from YouTube said that because my videos were now no longer advertiser-friendly, which I don't have a clue as to what that means. I mean, you can read the 300-page terms and conditions if you like and let me know, but they don't tell you, you know, page 261, section 3, article 5. They don't do that. They just say you violated that 300-page term agreement, you're done. So they pulled, they didn't pull the videos down, but what they said was, you will no longer be paid for commercials that air or anything that goes on, because your videos aren't really advertiser-friendly. Our advertisers don't really want to advertise on your videos. I'm sure, you know, gun safe owners, I'm sure my sponsors aren't interested. I'm sure that, you know, I mean, Planned Parenthood may not want to. You know what I'm saying? PETA may not want to. I could go down a whole list of groups that I wouldn't even send an email to. You wouldn't waste the atoms. They're not interested. But Diamond and Silk. Anybody know their real names? They have real names. Not that I thought their only name was Diamond and Silk. Don't be goofy. Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson, better known as Diamond and Silk, and early supporters of President Trump tweeted their dismay on Thursday and accused YouTube of censorship. They accused the online video giant, which is owned by even bigger Google, of violating their First Amendment rights by demonetizing over 95% of their videos. They're going through this thing, and they're doing this. You know, and I've got bad news for them. Censorship, yes. You can accuse them of censorship, but you can't say they violated your First Amendment rights. First Amendment rights don't, for the 1,937,000th time, don't apply to private companies. You don't have a right to walk into your boss's office and say whatever it is you want to say. Okay? I mean, the bulletin board, it has guidelines. You can't just put up anything you want to on the bulletin board. Now, they have to be equal and fair, but that's about it. We'll talk more about Diamond and Silk on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, The Real Side. Go ahead, I'll wait. You got to go there. Type slow. TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on. Buy my book. Whole bunch of good stuff. And you can buy shirts. I got shirts, something like coffee mugs, all the things that you would expect to find on the talk show host website. But it helps keep the show moving. It helps keeps the show going on. It helps keeps it on the air if that's what you want. If you don't want it on the air, don't buy stuff. But other people will. Seriously. So I want to get right back to what I was talking about earlier and what I've been talking about on the show for quite some time. The conservative, the beating that conservatives take. And the, what are they known? Diamond and Silk. That's it. You see them on Hannity. They've been supporters of Trump for a long time. The two of them, they've got a boatload of YouTube videos up there. And they were just told, as I was a while back, that, let me see. I want to get it right. 95% of their videos would now be demonetized because they're not suitable for the advertisers, which is a great catch line. Is, you're not suitable for our advertisers. Well, why don't you find something that are suitable to what we've got going? Sure. Like I said earlier, Planned Parenthood, probably not going to really want to be on mine. You know what I mean? PETA, probably not really going to be on mine. Democratic Alliance, yeah, probably not going to be on mine. You know what I'm saying? It's real simple. But go for the NRAs of the world, right? Those would be more than happy to. Anyway, so they tweeted this out earlier. I think it was earlier today. They were targeted for their support of President Trump. No, really? Sorry, ladies. I'm not trying to be funny, but really, seriously, we didn't know this? But I think part of this is they're claiming that their First Amendment, I'm sorry, that their freedom of speech has been trampled on. I want to use their words. Yeah. Their First Amendment freedom of speech rights have been trampled on. And that it sounds like censorship. Okay, well, give them censorship. That's true. But I don't know how you can say this is a First Amendment rights issue. They don't. This is a private company. When you hop on and you start to use their services, they tell you what's acceptable and what's not, just like at work. You don't have freedom of speech rights at work. You don't have a right to go in and tell your boss everything you think about him, which wasn't pleasant. And then your IQ would really show if you asked her for a raise at that point in time. You know what I'm saying? It'd be kind of goofy, don't you think? Now, Diamond and Silk, it sounds like censorship to us, which is a violation of our First Amendment, a biased method used to silence our conservative voices. But noting their complaint, YouTube responded with a tweet saying, hey, we introduced new dollar icons to give you an easier way to appeal, but revenue earned didn't change this update. The missive did not address the pro-Trump duo's complaint that their videos were demonetized. Look, it doesn't matter what they say. I had those dollar signs. We've had them forever, ever, and ever. And it still happens. They turn yellow. You'll see they turn, well, you can't see them unless you're the owner of the site. But they'll turn yellow if you have other person's content in it. They'll say, hey, it's still monetized. You're not getting the money. Those people are getting the money because you're using their music or their interview or whatever it was. But at least with that, you can kind of go, okay, yeah, I guess I did use his music. He deserves the money. But when they're simply yellow or simply say they can't be monetized, that's wrong. Diamond and Silk met with Commerce Department officials also on Thursday in Washington, D.C. to discuss how to improve their business commerce. Tweeted a photo of their visit, noting that they had met with the Minority Business Development Agency. Yeah, I guess that would be good for them. To discuss how to grow the businesses and build their brand. However, the tweet and the photo were later deleted by the Commerce Department. Why? Why would they do that? You know, you should be able to meet with these people, meet with different businesses, different organizations, government organizations. Shouldn't be a problem. But, I mean, seriously. They're making it harder and harder and harder for conservatives to turn a dollar doing these things. And the other thing I've never understood either, why are they afraid? If the message is bunk, if the message isn't real, if the message is nothing more than a lie, then it's not, right? People are smart. It's not going to move forward. It's not going to grow legs. Nothing's going to happen. Which should be the same thing on the other side. If the Democrats' message is real and true and honest, it should grow legs and move and get some traction. So if it's not, what are you going to do? You're going to do like Mrs. Clinton did and blame it on everybody but yourself? Your message can't be, we're not them. It didn't work for us. Never worked for us. Conservative Republicans, that is. So get a message. Get a real message. How's that? Spirit News had a similar experience this week with one of its videos, which is one of the news sources we used to go to, which was also demonetized by YouTube, a Spirit News video that encountered an exchange between Ann Coulter and Anna Kasparian at the Politicon. Yeah, I mean, Politicon, you couldn't put any of their stuff up because it would all be... You could monetize any of it if you follow the guidelines of YouTube and Facebook and the rest of them. So it received 23,000 views, but was demonetized by YouTube with the explanation that it's not suitable for all advertisers. What is suitable for all advertisers? Seriously. I don't want a Planned Parenthood advertisement on my site anyhow. So I guess if it's not good for all, it's not good for any. So my question would be, why do you monetize any videos? I could probably go down the first 10 or 15 to pop up on other people's websites and show you how that wouldn't work for me. Now, let me see. Where is she going with this? So YouTube's explanation was that it was not suitable for advertisers. This means that no advertiser was allowed on the video, thus eliminating income from Spiro News. Now, however, a video of the same event posted by the Young Turks was left up on the Young Turks site. How does that work? No, really, I'm curious. So maybe their advertisers are different. If you can leave it up on one site, not the other,
Something's got to be different there. See, remember, I keep telling you, it's not about equality. It's about total control. Because if it was about equality, we wouldn't be having these conversations. Anyhow, another outlet that's been similarly penalized by YouTube is Paul Joseph Watson of Prison Planet. He tweeted on Thursday, just checked, YouTube has demonetized every single video that I've ever made about Islam. Now, Watson later tweeted that the demonetization of conservative websites came just a week after YouTube hired the Anti-Defamation League to monitor videos. Isn't that great? Earlier this year, Spiro News reported that former ESPN sportscaster Jason Whitlock spoke to Tucker Carlson on Fox News about the transformation of sports broadcasting, noting that media focus on the NFL player Colin Kaepernick. Whitlock theorized that traditional media has adopted the ideology and values of Silicon Valley and San Francisco, which does not tolerate conservative ideas. Of course not. This is not new, though. We've known this for a long time. But I'm going to go right back to it. We've allowed this to happen. We have always thought we were safe. We had always thought that everything was going to be cool, right? And guess what? It's not. And we're all finding out the hard way how bad this is. You know what I'm saying? I don't get what made us believe for a second that these guys were going to be fair and honest and we weren't going to have an issue. They've never been fair and honest with us. It's just what's frustrating, really, truly, what's more frustrating than anything, we've let it happen. Yeah, we've let it happen. All right, I'm going to calm down for a minute. Next hour, we've got Hannah Sherlocker going to join us from Campus Reform. Got a lot of crazy stories. After the break, I'm hoping we have Milo Yiannopoulos with us. Counts himself as the most fabulous supervillain on the internet. We'll find out when he joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
The natives are restless again. No, seriously. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If Milo calls in, obviously we'll take his call. If he doesn't, I'm still going to talk about him anyway. You know, because he's running into the same stuff. I don't care where you stand with him, stand with his lifestyle, what have you. He's still running into the same stuff. You know, we just talked about Diamond and Silica, what they were running into. Other guys that I know that have been in this business for a long time, they're getting hit with the same stuff. They're being demonetized, if you would. Now, Milo Yiannopoulos, he touts himself as the most fabulous supervillain on the internet. Also, he's the author of a new book called Dangerous, sold out almost everywhere. It's almost impossible to get this book. And like me, he's an equal opportunity offender. He irritates all sides all the time. Seriously, when you hear it, there are no boundaries in more ways than one with him. Now, the equality warriors are among those who won't give him any, they won't give Milo any space. Well, unless, maybe if he's looking for safe space, they might cut him some slack there, right? Now, apparently the DC Metro started pulling down Milo's ads for his book. Now, think about that. They were paid for, and they were put up. Now, I don't know how they're going to win this, because the ACLU is trying to fight this on the grounds of a First Amendment. And again, I say to you, does First Amendment apply to, you know, open business? Now, the only thing I would say they probably have a leg to stand on is if they're coming at it from a standpoint that they publish or they put up ads for all kinds of people, all kinds of lifestyles and books and what have you, but they wouldn't put his up. I don't know. Now, recently, Barnes & Noble decided they were not going to stock Milo's book. Too controversial. Now, despite the book being on the New York Times bestseller list, Wall Street Journal's best-selling list, and pretty much on Amazon's best-selling list, they are only going to do it by special order, which is really ridiculous of them because, frankly, why not get it from Amazon? Get it from somebody who's been supporting him from day one, supporting me and whoever from day one. And I think Amazon, right, most cases they can have it to you the next day or the day after. So it's not a big deal. Anyway, you know, and apparently the book is in such high demand. They probably think something's wrong with it. Or maybe they've adopted a socialist view and decide, you know, think that they should decide who reads what, when and how, who has access to it, when and how. What do you think? I'm just asking. So when you look at this stuff, when you look at what's going on with Diamond and Silk, with him, Milo, myself, and others, when do we start really fighting back? Why are you still buying at Barnes & Noble? Right? And I think Barnes & Noble was the one that they didn't carry... That was Costco. I knew people who turned in their Costco cards because they wouldn't carry Dinesh D'Souza's, you know, Hillary's America book, whatever it was. Now, one of the things that really bothered me is I was doing a little research on Milo, because I don't, you know, I know him from the circles, but I don't know him. Right? The scathing remarks on Gizmodo earlier this year just reveals the hate of the left for a guy like Milo. Right? Think about it. Milo, let me see. The title on Gizmodo is Milo Yiannopoulos' Dangerous, his new book, isn't even worth hating. It's worth writing about. He's taking up space in your head. He goes on to say that the former Breitbart tech editor, Milo Yiannopoulos, is scheduled to publish his book, Dangerous. Okay, ahead of the release, Gizmodo has obtained a copy of the finished book, as well as the previous draft leaked to BuzzFeed. Now, he says maybe it's the most controversial book of the decade. It was intended as a career comeback, but it reads like an epitaph. See, this is the ugliness these people have. Why don't you say he didn't appreciate the book, that he really didn't like it, he didn't like what it stood for, he didn't like what it said. That's totally different. But see, they can go attack and it's okay because they're justified. They're so righteous. Now, ugly as his beliefs may be, it's imaginable that Milo's built his career by knowing how to captivate an audience. By contrast, Dangerous is dreadfully dull beneath the regurgitated propaganda arguing against a fair, multicultural, egalitarian society and is a portrait of the e-celebrity without an audience. A blogger without a publisher. And above all, an attention-seeking troll who playbook of goads no longer elicits any emotion whatsoever. He just goes on just beating this book up. And I'm thinking to myself, to what end? You mean to tell me you read that whole book and there wasn't anything in there, cover to cover, there wasn't anything in there, anything of redeeming quality? Because when you go look at the 1,100 comments on the book, by the way, I don't know how many he sold. I have to go look. I mean, you think you can Google that, find out how many he sold? Although Google may not tell you how many either. They might say like 5. Just irritating. Okay. So, he's had over 1,100 comments. I mean, probably 1,200 comments by now, because he was pretty close when I was looking earlier. And almost all the comments. Obviously, not everyone. Not everybody appreciates it. Even on my book with my 6 comments or however many there are. Even on my book, you know, there's people that walk the same kind of road but don't always appreciate the way you put it out there. Don't always appreciate the way you go about it. So originally the book was going to be published by Simon & Schuster, but following the discovery of an interview which Yiannopoulos appeared to condone pedophilia, and you know what? I wouldn't even have had him on tonight if I didn't listen to a couple of those interviews over and over and over again. And he didn't condone. He was not condoning pedophilia. If you really listened to the whole conversation, which was painful, but I listened anyway, it's not what he was saying. And I could tell you what he was saying, but not being a gay man myself, people would think I was poking at gay people. And I'm not. I would just be repeating what he said. And he went, you know, and he was referencing his own sexual experiences with older men at the age of 13. All right? I mean, he resigned from Breitbart so that they wouldn't have any trouble with it. He was disinvited from CPAC, where he was slated to be a keynote speaker. Which, you know what? I got to tell you something. As far as a keynote speaker goes, he's probably not the proper person for the keynote speaker at that event. Every event's got its theme, its whatever. He probably was not the right fit as a keynote speaker. A panel speaker? Yeah. And he was dropped by his publisher all, like, within a week or two. Now, this is the writer writing all this and beating on him. He says he was disgraced. It was later made clear that his intentions to sue Simon & Schuster, though no suit ever materialized. The only problem is that it is. Now, with self-publishing his only remaining option, Yiannopoulos largely dropped out of the spotlight, presumably to finish writing Dangerous. Milo's opus clocks in at just over 68,000 words when stripped out of the front, and all this other stuff comes out about. This guy went out of his way. Think about this. Who counts the words? Right? When you strip out all the fluff stuff, it comes out of 63,000 words. Like, who cares? But they're going to do everything they can to try to tear him up. They do it to all of us. Look, I'm not as famous as him, but I get the same garbage he gets. There are people that there's no way in God's creation, and if you say God, they might go into an epileptic fit, but there's no way in God's creation they're going to give you absolutely any kudos for anything you've done, nothing positive in any way. They will focus on everything else. You could have saved babies from burning buildings, and they would have focused on everything else. So, when you read things like this, when you go through things like this, you have to stop and say, do they really think they're winning? I mean, how thick-headed do you have to be when you've run your, election campaigns in such a fashion where you tear apart the other side? When you've done all these things, you have all these mantras about how conservatives hate women, they hate gays, they hate lesbians, they hate transgenders, they hate kids, they hate clean water, they hate clean air. When you're running that whole mantra and it doesn't work for you, and then you scream Russia, Russia, Russia for 6 months, and guess what? It still doesn't work for you. See, I would have the Dems write down the guidelines by which special prosecutions should take place or special investigation should take place. And then I would go through all the stuff that the Dems are doing, have done, are doing. And I would get special prosecutors for everyone that fall within those guidelines. What are they going to do? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time. Sorry that we probably had a technical difficulty of some kind. I don't know. I'll check into it later on. But the fact that this guy at Gizmodo is so put off by the book, this Brian Menengis, whatever, just amazing to me. Remember, we talked about the Diamond and Silk, Milo, myself, all the conservatives. You got to support us. We're all taking a beating, and you got to support us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more up in the next hour. Seriously, a lot of the crazy campus issues going on. We'll be right back.